Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here we go. Yay! Okay, so it's the 1st of May. For those of you who haven't done any reconnoitering yet, we have May is different than April.
It is. You want
to write that down somewhere? Jay Kirshner, ladies and gentlemen. Do-do-do-do. And the Duggar, all about May 1st. It's a big holiday in Russia, which I'm sure we'll celebrate by talking. It's May Day in Russia. And what happened to those soldiers who refused to fight for Russia? They're not celebrating. Well, they are sort of celebrating them in a different way. And so that's something to talk. We have lots of things. But it's always talk time. Yakety yak, don't talk back. And we have Mother's Day in the month of May. It's a wonderful time for us to think about what can you do for your mother on May the 14th. It's never too early, never, never, never too early to think about what you can do for your mom, because if it wasn't for your mom, but then again, if it wasn't for your dad, you would not be here, literally and figuratively, right? You got to have the two. You got to have, can't have one without the other. And let's see, National Teacher Day. I think, though, that's tomorrow, right? So we'll wait until tomorrow to do that. Meantime, celebrating the beginning of a new week and looking back, just for the heck of it. I don't like doing this much because, as they say, or somebody said, and I remember I've quoted this a number of times, the rear view mirror is small and the windshield is big for a good reason. I think it was the minister. What's his name? Mm-hmm. Ortiz or something or other. What's that guy's name? It's kind of like a phony baloney, but he does have some good things from time to time. Jesse?
Osteen?
Osteen, yeah. Joel. Joel Osteen, right. All right, so looking back, I predict last week's story that was number one, Tucker exiting Fox, will not be number one this week. How do you like that for looking into the future?
Safe to say. Is it safe to say, or are we hopeful for that? Because
no,
there are so many other things that are
that really important.
More significant. Mm-hmm.
That's not one of them. The debt ceiling. People have spent a lot of time this weekend talking about that. Trump and his legal issues, battles, the battle of the bands, but the battle of the Trumpers and the Trumps. I would like to know. Have I asked this question before? You tell me whether I have or not, Jay, or whether we've approached it this way. What is there that you see in Trump? Why do so many, maybe it isn't about you, but maybe you tell us why on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter at Good Day On Air. And our live line is 855-999-DUG. Why do you think so many people, given all of the controversy, all of the hoopla, all of the things, breaking news, Trump gets whatever it is that today's breaking news about Trump will be. Why? What is there about the mystique? Why? Okay? Let's see. So that'll be here, I think, to a point. The presidential race will be here. DeSantis will be here this week to a point. Now, there was a discussion last week about a new mortgage subsidy plan that I think came from the federal government. But we never really talked much about it because I didn't see much of it flashing across the screen. But yet some people dug up tidbits and information. We're all about thoughts and trends and tidbits here. So do we need to dig into that some more and have a conversation to make people feel like this is something I'm interested in? We're all interested. We all have mortgages, right? Doesn't everybody? You haven't got yours back. You're not in the pay zone again yet, Jay, but you're
not
heading
yet
in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what do you know about anything, if anything, about this mortgage subsidy plan?
Yeah. It seems like there's always something going on.
Yeah. Well, there's always, is this another giveaway like paying off student debt? And we're going to get in trouble with the Republicans because they don't want to do that. And with me because I don't want to do it either. But the mortgage, if there's some kind of a plan that helps people pay their mortgages, then that's good. Because everybody, most people, unless you are renting, but you still have to pay every month if you're renting.
Or unless you are on the path to be foreclosed upon.
Say that if you're foreclosures. Yeah. There's a lot of that going on because the economy seems to be a little weak. There are a lot of car repos. Nick Miles and I were talking about that. There are a lot of car repos going on, more so than has been the case for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, the Russian war, the Ukrainian war, I want to get to that. But first, I suppose we have to do Monday morning mayhem and murders, et cetera, et cetera. This is a good day program. This is not a great way, but it is a way. We kind of have to deal with it to a point. So the story of the three dead soldiers, one of them injured after an Army helicopter collided in Alaska, was a military training flight. Two Army helicopters collide. So you hear about these things every once in a while, and you wonder why. How is it? Is it the training itself? Because when you're out in the field or the theater of war and these Black Hawk helicopters are flying around, it's not like they have somebody, you know, in air traffic control telling them, hey, look out, right?
For the most part, no. I mean, it's why does it seem like it's always happening with these training exercises? I guess that's why they need the training.
Right.
But still.
Yeah. So if they're training the pilots, then why do they have people, why do they have military officers on the helicopters? Why don't they just have the pilots that are being trained and the trainers? And why would they have others unless the training happened to be, what happens if we have to land in a thicket? What do the soldiers do? That sort of thing. Having not ever been there or done that.
Yeah, I would think that they would train in every kind of scenario, because when it actually comes to having to go put all of this to work in a real way, you never know what can happen, and it always seems like it's never the stuff you've trained for.
No, it isn't. But I remember the movie Black Hawk Down very well. Did you ever see that movie?
Black Hawk Down. I started thinking of Red Dawn. I don't think I've seen Black Hawk Down. Who was in that one?
The guy who just died, now that I think about it. You can see his face. There were the usual, Robert Patrick, the people who were always in those war movies or television shows. There's the same group. There's a half a dozen actors who seem to show up in all of those movies. Anyway, so that's just the story of the danger involved in the theater of war. And now here's Cameron Ernest Brand, 19 years of age, has been charged this weekend with murder and aggravated assault. This happened yesterday at a house party on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. An 18-year-old and a 16-year-old were killed by a teenager who had guns. Once again, you look at into the face of this kid, angry, just reeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes I feel like when you look at the photos, especially the mugshots, sometimes every now and then in a situation you can see in their eyes that there is remorse.
Yeah.
Other times it's like their pupils are so big their eyes just look black. Like they straight up look like demons.
Drugs, that kind of stuff. What was this kid on? He just, maybe it's the blank look you see in him. I'm not going to tell you what his name is. This is what these people say. Well, I'm going to be important someday. I guess I already put his name out there, right? Cameron Brand. So anyway, the police chief says identities of the two youngsters that were killed, and that's all over the news media as well. The story of these people and what they were doing is graduation party, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's getting ready to graduate. And people talk about how wonderful these two kids were. You're expecting to get that. There's a GoFundMe page that's been set up to help with funeral expenses for these two, a boy and a girl.
And so it's very reminiscent of the other recent Sweet 16 birthday party.
Yep, right. This was on a back road after the prom. And so, again, whew, six people wounded by gunfire. For what reason? How is this story is the same as all these other stories? And so, do I hear Daisy snoring in the background where you are?
Oh, can you hear that? Yes, she is sawing logs right now.
Really? I used to have that. Daisy doesn't, you know, she comes in here sometimes and stays with me. But when Charlotte was around, people who listened to me over the years, she had in the other house, we had a big chair for her, and she'd come into the studio and just jump up and have Jennifer tell you some stories about, and she would make the most racket, and everybody would, okay, all's right with the world. Charlotte Ann is snoring. Speaking of Charlotte Ann, she was a big, important member of the Stephan clan, and many of the people in the Stephan clan are talking about Balance 7, because I got them on it. Balance 7, something for you when you're young, when you're middle age, when you're older, you have, and especially, I guess you need this more as you get a little bit older because your body is more acidic. Hospitals, doctors have, they work to unlock your immune system if you get sick. But this is Balance 7. You don't have to go to see a doctor. It starts diluting the acid buildup in your body to bring your immune system back online. So that the heartburn that you have because your stomach is out of whack, that's one of the many things this will help you with. Mental clarity as well. Use it every day, three times a day, once a day, every day. That's the old thing. So we'll do a new jingle. Mm-hmm. Three a day, every day, you should have a bunch of Balance 7. Listen, it's close enough. Call 800-793-9039 to fix your body, to fix your system. 800-793-9039. A great deal can be had if you use the code word Doug.
Get your vehicle ready for spring during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro-X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro-X1 Snow Foam Car Wash 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro-X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell Breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Silver.
Discover has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen May 1st program, the story of Michael J. Fox, one of those conversations about a life that matters, someone who has come to terms with how difficult his battle is. You know, he's been at this Parkinson's thing for 30 years.
Yes, he was diagnosed really young, it seems.
Yeah, well, he was young when it all started, frankly, in consideration to looking at others who have had the disease. So let's look back. He's 61 now, and he's made some interesting thoughts public about his life. We'll get to that after this.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
Jesus Christ, Doc, you disintegrated Einstein.
Calm down, Marty. I didn't disintegrate anything. The molecular structure of both Einstein and the car are completely intact.
Where the hell are they?
The appropriate question is, when the hell are they? You see, Einstein has just become the world's first time traveler. I sent him into the future.
All right. The two stars of one of the most entertaining series of movies, Back to the Future, Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd is 83 now. The two of them have had a lifelong bond. They became great friends doing those movies, and that has been something that's been the highlight, both of them will say that, of their lives. So when you talk about Michael J. Fox and the fact that he's had this for 30 years, most people only live 10 years with it, and most people who get it don't get it until they are the age that Michael J. Fox is now.
Yeah,
So
he was diagnosed at 29, so he wasn't even yet 30.
Family Ties was another great, that's how he really kind of got started. And then there was Dr. Hollywood or Dr.
Doc Hollywood, right.
Yeah, that was a good one. So anyway, he had surgery to remove a benign tumor on his spine, but that procedure messed up his walking, and then he started to break other parts of his body. His bones were brittle because of Parkinson's, and that didn't seem to be obvious at the time.
And he was saying that a lot of times it's not necessarily the disease itself that takes you out. The big killer with Parkinson's disease is falling and then choking on your food, or the food goes through the lungs, getting
pneumonia,
any kind of lung issues.
Yeah,
and he recently did an interview where he got really honest with the Parkinson's, and he doesn't believe that he's ever going to see his 80th birthday. He says that it's just, things are just, it's getting a lot harder.
His wife is very supportive. They seem to have a great marriage. He says he's a genuinely happy person. I don't have a morbid thought in my head. I do not fear death. So there's a lesson to be learned, and he has wonderfully demonstrated what life is all about, how precious it is, how to live it. And so in this circumstance, it gives you a lot of food for thought. Good. This is a big problem, certainly, in our country, and he's dealt with it and taught us a lot, so congratulations to him. Michael J. Fox in the focus here at 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, getting a second opinion. If there's anything serious going on with your dog or cat's health, be sure to speak to more than one veterinarian. Pet guardians are frequently loyal to their pet's doctor to a fault, not wanting to offend the vet by seeing someone else. Most vets are extremely professional and would not hold it against you if you were to seek out another opinion. In fact, many vets encourage it. If your dog's vet becomes annoyed because you want to get a second opinion, perhaps it's time to change your doctor. Your dog or cat is a member of the family. If any other member of the family was ill and the doctor's advice wasn't adding up, wouldn't you seek out another opinion? You bet you would. Do the same for your little furball. It's only fair. And remember, there are many specialties in the veterinary field now, just like there are in human fields. There are oncologists. There are neurologists. There are internists. Just like with people, we have many specialties in the pet field. So don't be afraid to ask your vet. If you're not getting the results you think you should be getting, say, hey, doc, is it time for a second opinion or a specialist? I'm Warren Eckstein.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist, clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A suspect on the run from Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston, after allegedly killing five neighbors execution-style Friday night when they complained about him firing a rifle. The suspect is an illegal immigrant, deported from the country five times. 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza remains at large this morning, FBI Special Agent James Smith.
Hopefully somebody out there can call us. I pretty much can guarantee you he's contacted some of his friends. We just don't know what friends they are. And that's what we need from the public, is any type of information. Because right now, we're running into dead ends.
Submit any tips you may have to the FBI at their website, tips.fbi.gov. Today is International Doodle Dog Day. Enjoy a day of fun and excitement with the Poodle Mix. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir.
Call now.
Right now?
Right now.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
Now 34 after the hour, Monday, May 1st. Happy May 1st to you. It's Doug and Jay, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, thinking about how you can start your day well, or you can enjoy your day well. That conversation about Michael J. Fox gives us all something to think about, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's very inspiring whenever you see or read about somebody who is dealing with something as significant as Parkinson's and been dealing with it for so long, and then getting kind of towards the end in the sense of he's in his 60s. He doesn't believe he will see 80, but yet he doesn't fear death. He said he doesn't have a morbid thought in his head. He is just an overall, for the most part, a happy guy, and he just looks at the brighter side of life, and it makes you kind of realize or reflect upon, no matter what it is that you are dealing with, you can still look at the brighter side.
Yep, you can find something. I was thinking about how good he was in The Good Wife. Remember that show that was on for 8 seasons with Margulies? I never pronounced her name right. Juliana.
Oh, I never saw it, but I do recall seeing promos for it. And yeah, didn't they write his Parkinson's into the show for his character?
Yep, he did. Yep. And Chris Noth was the co-star, the husband of The Good Wife. And I never hear about that. There was The Good Fight that came out of that. It was on CBS, on Paramount or something, with Christina Baranski or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Christina Baranski. Yeah, I like her.
I wonder if that's still on. I do, too. Yep, exactly. So something to think about as you start your day, be as a bird perched on a frail branch that is felt bending beneath. And this bird still sings away all the time, knowing she has wings. Think about that. The bird's on a branch. The branch is going to break, and then... So who cares? I'll fly away. Here's the wind beneath my wings. That great song also by Bette Midler. Right, you know that song,
oh,
The Wind Beneath My...
Oh, Beaches. The movie Beaches.
Yeah,
that is a great song.
Something else. A couple of good things to think about. How many of you have thought about a bird being on a branch? And, our yards at this time of year are filled with branches that have fallen off of the trees over the wintertime. You've probably cleaned up your yard and picked up all those little branches. Imagine a little bird on one of those branches, and the branch breaks. Bird doesn't care. Just fly away. Something I think you put into, I was thinking, one of the farm outfits, one of the farm newspapers, the National Farmers Union, had sort of an interesting overview of all of the hoopla about birds running into those wind turbines that they have up. If you go down the 10 heading from Los Angeles down to Palm Springs, there are 400 of these things along the side of the road as you come into Palm Springs. And every day, the crew goes out and picks up hundreds of dead birds that have flown into those big, basically their propeller.
It makes sense. Well, and also think about all the birds that just fly into windows on
That's
a regular
true.
Basis. A lot of times it might just stun them for a moment and they're able to fly away, but other times not so much.
Yep. Well, because the concerns over the harm that the wind turbines cause to birds, this has been one of the things environmentalists who want to save the planet, but they'd rather save the birds. And so wind energy gets poo-pooed. There is something, I guess, good. That I'm not a fan of artificial intelligence, but this is something that shows using artificial intelligence has shown that there's a new way, the data that they have come up with, collected from bird collisions with turbines, the number of fatalities, it depends on where you are. And so the AI-powered systems identifying certain flight paths and locations and flight heights, revealing that in some circumstances, only a few birds, like eagles, are vulnerable, again, depending on where these things are. So eagles are more vulnerable, the bird species being in the hundreds. The bigger birds are the ones that they find dead at the bottom of the wind turbine. The lighter birds, and I guess this would make sense, you're in the artificial intelligence to figure this out. Lighter birds fly higher, bigger birds fly lower. So the bigger birds are the ones that get whooped, right? So, and then there's the other thing that a lot of conservationists, there have been some cuckoos. This is what gives them the impracticality of how you do this. Shut down the airport. The birds, it was there. The birds were there first. So get rid of the planes and save the birds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Who's going to do that?
There are a lot of airports that have their own special teams to
right. They
keep
shoot
the
birds
away.
Yeah.
Well, not just shooting them, but they'll like, what are they? The flare guns or whatever,
yeah,
just doing different things to get them to get used to just not being in that area, period.
Have you ever seen, it's mostly the planes that land on airports that are on the coast, like Boston has an airport on the coast, San Diego does, Washington does, the Philadelphia airport's pretty close. Most of the coastal cities, although Charlotte isn't a coastal city really, you can see pictures taken early in the morning as the sun is coming up of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of birds flying over these airports. And when you see that, you wonder, how come there aren't more more plane crashes? Aircraft collisions with birds have been, as you're suggesting, they're come up with all kinds of things, including what they call the robot falcon. Birds, smaller birds, are afraid of the big birds, back to the business I was just talking about. And so falcons are killers of birds. And so they've apparently raised falcons to be in these areas, much along the lines of what you just said, Jay, the teams that they have trying to get rid of the birds.
Mm-hmm.
And so the falcons scare the birds away rather than shooting them.
Like an airborne scarecrow.
Right. There's a whole airport wildlife management team assigned as deterrents to most major airports. They use drones. They use falcons because they're a bird of prey to scare the birds away. The breeding and the training of falcons, however, is kind of expensive. So they have built an AI robot falcon. I'm thinking that there's never going to be a time anymore that we don't talk about artificial intelligence.
Oh, no, that does not exist. There are human beings
right?
on this planet that have been alive for less amount of time than AI even has. They don't know a world without AI.
Well, when you look at... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Speak. Let's argue. No, you first. The British have done a lot of research, and there's an article this morning in the Journal of the Royal Society of Science, and they show that the robot falcon makes a major contribution to getting rid of the birds. And so now Americans are looking at this because the starlings especially are a big problem at airports. And there are flocks that are, you know, they stay around for hours and hours, early in the day especially. And so they're using these birds of prey, they're using the drones, they're using the robot falcons. And so the robot falcon apparently is expensive, but so it's apparently expensive to raise regular falcons. I was looking at the geese and the herons that are around at some of these. The geese are nasty, and I don't understand what the purpose of a geese is. All they do is ruin my hay fields. They're ruinous. Their poop is poisonous.
I was going to say they ruin sidewalks, they ruin parking lots.
Terrible.
But when you see a big goose, especially one of the Canadian geese, walking across the street with their little ones in tow, it's really stinking cute. Maybe that's just me. But when I see the little ones and their kind of furry feathers, ugh.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It just... It's not my thing, frankly. All right, so I was talking about the Russians earlier and what's going on with the war and what has become some of the leaks that are coming out of Russia focus on what's happening to those who refuse to fight for Mother Russia and what the law, they don't really have a parliament. It's now Putin's law is supreme. There really isn't any justice system. It's whatever he says goes. So then there's the Federal Guard Service, like the Secret Service, responsible for protecting Putin. Every single officer decided to avoid fighting in Ukraine by sneaking across the southern border into Kazakhstan. So what has happened is when there was a problem with leadership, Putin says, okay, all you guys that are responsible for my protection, you're going out to fight. And so the officers disguised themselves up. A couple of them were mushroom pickers. They wore camouflage, carried a couple of small bottles of cognac so that they could douse themselves and act drunk and disorderly if they encountered the Russian border patrol. So this looks like how they come across. I don't know how many people know that a lot of times when people come into our country, they do the same thing down south. They douse themselves with tequila. I think that probably now the Border Patrol has seen through that, but certainly a lot of people, especially the drug lords, would sneak into America. Anyway, some of these guys were caught, and they on site arrested, sent to jail, and then they were tried supposedly, but Putin said, if you get caught trying to find political asylum in another country, when you're, you know, going across the border from Russia into some other place, I use Kazakhstan here, but, you know, a lot of them actually went into Ukraine to fight with the Ukrainians. The hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Russian men face criminal charges for becoming war refuseniks. That's what they call them, refuseniks. And so now they have been sent to Siberia. They've been sent to prisons in the desert. They have many of them talk about how bloody and chaotic the battlefields of Ukraine are. Mm-hmm. This flies in the face of what there were some reports last week, and I'm trying to remember where we got them, that suggested that the war was going better for Russia than we'd been told. Where did that, do you remember where they came from?
Probably out of Russia.
Yeah, that's for sure. But there was somebody who gave it some credibility. Mm-hmm. All in all, so far, according to the whatever, I don't know how we get these numbers, but supposedly 1,121 people have been convicted of evading mandatory military conscription. I'm talking about officers now. Mm-hmm. And so they're all of these trying to avoid drafts and being assigned out there. They're making a big public deal out of it to scare people into going. So you either go to jail or you go out into the field of battle and get killed. Which would you choose? I suppose that would be an interesting thing to confront, wouldn't it, in reality? 48 after here on Good Day.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let's see what's going to put us at risk today, Jay, in the Food, Farm, and Family Department. 53 after the hour in the Good Day program. Every day at this time, we go through a number of things that will help you decide what to eat and where to go get the food, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Usually start by warning, and this is a warning about possible hepatitis contamination. Frozen blackberries. Here we go. Patagonia Foods. From San Luis Obispo, recalling frozen blackberries because of possible hepatitis A contamination. This is not what you would normally think of when it comes to stuff that's frozen, the frozen fruit that's in your freezer. So all this stuff, these blackberries were distributed around the West Coast especially, but also in the central part of the country, Nebraska, Texas, Washington, Nevada, among others. So this is a highly contagious vaccine-preventable liver infection caused by the hepatitis A virus, ranging in severity from a mild infection that lasts a couple of weeks to a severe bout that could last a couple of months.
Yeah, and what's so
some people have had it for 6 months. Yeah.
And what's so scary about hepatitis A is that not everybody who has it has symptoms. No.
Right, you don't know it.
A lot of times, yeah, you have some kind of symptom, and then you go get it checked out to figure out exactly what you're dealing with, especially with any foodborne illnesses or anything like that, even though this is more than just a foodborne illness. But the fact that you can have it and not even know you have it, and it's so highly contagious, that's scary.
Yep. So anybody who's got, no matter where you get the frozen blackberries, bring them back to the store
and get your money back. That would be the advice. You don't want to take a chance because this is, and once again, it's packaging, carelessly done, not freezing the blackberries well. The contamination comes from heat and cold and the heat not being dissipated quickly enough. And I don't know why there's heat in the factories and the plants where they do this, but the raspberries, when they're picked, wouldn't be, they'd come out of, at this time of year, they come out of hothouses. So there are various, you know, I'm always talking about Driscoll and how they've cornered the market. I always buy any fruit that isn't Driscoll is what I buy, because I think they're too big and they don't protect you well enough to satisfy me or me. And I'm not protected either. So frozen blackberries are in the focus today. Be careful of that. Here's another thing. This is one of those pet peeves of mine, the story of raw milk. There's another raw milk problem in Tennessee. One baby has developed kidney failure. This is, believe you me, I say this because I know. I've grown up on raw milk. I sold hundreds and thousands, tens of thousands of gallons of raw milk on my farm for a 7 or 8 year period. And believe me, it's the best thing for you. You just have to know that the farm that you're getting from whom you're getting the milk has done the right job of protecting. When I was selling raw milk, it made me a better farmer. It made the cows cleaner. If you don't do it the right way, yep, there are E. coli infections that will come from it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the herd is not clean. The animals aren't well taken care of. And if you get this stuff that comes out of the raw milk, you'll probably get diarrhea, especially a youngster. But for those of us who grew up on it, one of the reasons I'm lactose intolerant to milk that has been processed is because all the goodness that's in the milk is taken out of by the process. So you might as well be drinking white water. The best way, if you can find good, healthy, well-done raw milk, that's the problem. The damn farms are so big now, they can't control. You got 18, 20,000 cows. If there's one cow or in that group, maybe 7 or 10 cows that might have some problem, it goes into the tank. You never know it. And so, you know, if you drink that milk raw, you're liable to get sick. But if you get it from a farmer who is paying attention to what he or she is doing, then they're doing it right. The best and most important thing is to make sure the milk is cooled as fast as possible. I know we had our tanks were set at 34 degrees, mm-hmm. and within 4 minutes of the time the milk came down the pipeline and into the tank, it was down to 34 degrees. That's the way you get rid of whatever problems there are in the milk, in part. But you clean the animals, you make sure the barn is clean, the cows are clean, the equipment is clean.
Yeah.
And you don't have that raw milk problem. So for those who are reading these stories today, oh no, raw milk, it's terrible.
Raw milk wasn't the actual problem, it was how it was handled.
Exactly. That is exactly correct. Thank you for crystallizing the story. Why didn't I say that in 4 seconds, and then we could have gone to another story? All right, Food, Farm, and Family. Check it out at foodfarmandfamily.com. It's 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.